MW.
Hey, we're back in house. Good morning. Welcome to the morning show. Clouds 19 degrees where we're at right now. Well, time for one of our more popular segments with our favorite historian, Janet Gageling.
Good morning.
And before we get to Rugby Tom, we got to cover Devil's Lake Red.
No.
Gotta get it wrong.
Yeah, Devil's Lake Red was part of that gang. Fred Klein, Whitey Klein.
Whitey Klein.
We're talking about one of Whitey Klein's associates. One of his old pals.
All right.
So that's where we're going today.
Okay.
So. They're from the same area around Lidgewood. That's kind of where they had their little meeting place.
Their haunt.
Yes.
That's what it was called.
That's exactly right.
All right.
So, Missouri Bob. Yes.
Okay,
and his real name was Bruce Blaine. But he had aliases like all of them.
Sure.
But he was probably a good 10 years older than Fred Klein or
Whitey.
Whitey Klein. We'll keep it Whitey, yep. So,
otherwise, get everybody confused, yeah.
So he was about like 10 years older, but Whitey considered him to be an old pal. And, you know, they hung around Lidgerwood. They probably did some jobs together, small jobs, you know, because they were both thieves.
Yeah.
But, Missouri Bob was considered the best safe cracker. You know, he trained for that.
Really?
Yes. I'll get more about that maybe tomorrow next week.
I think Robert De Niro could play him in the movie because this just sounds like a Hollywood movie script to me.
Well, Missouri Bob decided that he was going to, plan a robbery of some kind. He was getting restless. They called him the restless rover, you know. So he talked a couple of young guys into coming with him from Minneapolis. They were originally from Chicago. They met in Minneapolis. They came here, and they were going to rob the Mantador Bank. But they got as far as Hankinson and went into a bar. And, you know, the tongue got loose.
And, that happens in bars.
And Missouri started telling people in the bar, hey, these are my two friends. We're going to... So they thought, well, we can't put up with this. So so they left him there. and left for someplace else.
I've just pictured this in my head. Yeah. That's why I'm laughing.
So they left. And so Missouri Bob is like, well... I need to pull a job. I mean, this is just in my blood. I have to do this. So he decided then, because he was in Hankinson, well, why not rob a store there?
Why not?
So he went to Kohlberg's. It was kind of like a, I don't know, variety store, I would think. They had different kinds of fabric, some very nice wool and silk fabric. So he took high-quality stuff. So he broke in the back door, took the stuff. Now, how he got from Hankinson to Lidgerwood, I don't know. Maybe he walked. That was not unusual for that time. Maybe he hopped the train. I don't know. But he ended up back in Lidgerwood. And as soon as the robbery was discovered, the sheriff said, well, I think I know the guy. So he puts out this bulletin, and the bulletin says that they're looking for a man who's about 5'4", weighs 130 pounds, has light blue but large eyes. So maybe the guy was really thin, you know, so his eyes looked big. He had a bald head, was no hair on top at all. And he had large scars on his right hand. So if you see him, you know, turn him in. Well, Missouri Bob somehow got to Watertown, South Dakota.
Really?
Yes. So this happened in July when they did the robbery, but it wasn't until September that they actually caught up with him. So he had about 3 months of, you know. But prior to that, when he was leaving Lidgerwood, he left all the stuff behind. Because he heard that they were on to him. And the sheriff got there, and he got out of there with inches of time and his ways. So off he went to Watertown on his narrow escape.
It's called slipping the leash.
Yes, and he was nabbed then in Watertown. They brought him back here to Richland County, and he pled guilty to, you know, being the thief who stole the stuff from the Hankinson store. The judge sentenced him to 2 years and 4 months.
That's it?
In the state pen.
All right.
Not local jail or anything, but state pen. So that's all he got for that. But when he's there, How much time do I have?
You got a little time.
Okay. Well, while he's there, the article says that Missouri Bob, and people knew him, you know, even in Wahpeton.
Mm-hmm.
So here it is. Missouri Bob turns author in jail cell.
So he wrote a book.
So he started writing. Yes, he got a stenographer, and he started writing his story. As he, you know, he'd been on this path for 40 years. And so the name of the article was 40 Years of Stealing. And so the idea was that he was going to pen this and then send it out to the East Coast, and maybe it would save some young people from going down the same road that he did. They looked at it and thought, I don't know. Some of this seems a little too good to be true kind of stuff. Like maybe it was fabricated.
Mm-hmm.
So they were a little reluctant to put it out there. So then his next one, it says that he turns to a philosopher. So now he's going to be giving advice.
This just gets better as it goes along.
So he says that I appreciate the fact that you see good in me. You know, so he's really trying to get on the right side of the law and everything. Mm-hmm. Though he writes to the Farmer Globe, you know, the local newspaper, because he knew a lot of people here. And he says, I'm working in the new cell house, dusting around. A good job. I have no cause for complaint in this place. It is clean, the food is good, and the privilege are a good deal better than any place in the country, I believe. And, you know, I have seen some bad places of this kind in my lifetime.
I bet.
He had been many, many places. Well, wouldn't you know, in 1924, he wrote to some of the people who actually, you know, he actually knew by name in Wahpeton. And he said, Christmas was coming up. He said, I'd like a few White Owl cigars and a box of candy for my Christmas present.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. This is Missouri Bob.
This is Missouri Bob, yes. How much more time do I have? None?
2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay. Well, the end of his story is that he gets out of jail,
mm-hmm.
and he then goes, they're asking him, what are you going to do? You know, he said, well, I used to be a baker. I think I might be a baker. Well, he'd have to find a restaurant, so he'd have to go to a big city probably to do that.
Yeah.
So he figured he'd go to Minneapolis, St. Paul, because he was pretty familiar with that area. But then when he did get out, and he got out early, he got an early release, so he went from there, you know, the state pen, to Minneapolis, St. Paul, and instead of becoming a baker, he becomes a private detective.
Really?
Yes, that's what his new career was.
Wow.
And he was counseling young men on the streets, but he was also a private detective. So his first tip in 1926 was to tell the sheriff here that he thought that that store in Hankinson, the same store that he robbed, mm-hmm. was going to get robbed again. So the sheriff, his deputies, they stay inside the building, and it's all dark, and they're waiting for something to happen. But nothing happened.
Nothing happened.
No, because then word got out that Missouri Bob had snitched on whoever it was.
Uh-oh.
Yep. 1927 was the last time I could find anything about him. So then you have to suppose that maybe he made the last trip as a thief and now a snitch and was not trusted by the underworld.
What an incredible career.
Yes.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to talk about how did he get there.
All right.
Because, I mean.
Another two-parter. I love this.
His story is just great.
Absolutely. Janet, great to have you in.
Good to be here.
Each and every Thursday. Just enthralled. I never keep my mouth shut this long until you're in here. So you're doing good things. Janet Gageland talking Wahpeton history. We'll take a break. Come back with Rugby Tom and Kathy Dickman. We'll talk our morning zoo here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Hi, this is Wade from Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. I wanted to let you know that we have a great selection of sump pumps and hoses on hand. Whether you're looking for a submersible or a pedestal pump, we have you covered. Stop into our Breckenridge Senex location today.
Farmers Union Oil. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
you want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach, because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can concentrate on getting you the